UNC Radio, you are on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Dave, it's Brad.
Brad. Hi, Brad.
Got the Blues News.
Talk to me.
I'm just tuning into your show, and I hear this awful ringing online. It's just this awful monotone.
Yeah.
Something going on.
My wife called in to tell me that we've had the same problem. I think it has to do with the way that we're recording and looping, and I've got to call in to the general manager. And I know it's really difficult to listen to, and I wish there was something I could do about it. I'm not sure what. I could possibly lower this microphone, but then I don't know how well people would hear me.
I'm loving the show, but I'm just calling in to let you know that, in case you didn't know, technical difficulties or something.
Well, before I let you go, though, can I ask you a couple of quick questions? Brad, do I know you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Blues News Sunday night.
Blues News, on UNC Radio. Cool. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that part. Are you still doing your show? I know we've only got like 1 or 2 weeks left in the semester. Are you still going to be doing it tomorrow and next week?
Oh, yeah, I'll be doing it, I think, tomorrow, next week, and then the following 4 weeks I'll be gone. But I'll be doing it next semester for sure.
Well, I'm so glad you're listening to my show. I know you play blues, but tell me what some of the artists you play on your show are.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King, B.B. King, lots of B.B. King. He's my favorite. Pretty much everything all over, everywhere from Sonny Landreth to The Informants, which is some local blues bands around here, and anywhere from them to Elmore James or Howlin' Wolf, pretty much anything.
Cool. How did you get into the blues?
That's a funny story. I started taking lessons from guitar, and I was a little punk kid playing guitar, and my guitar teacher thought I could do better than that, and started teaching me the blues, and I started going up to this old guy. He gigged around the area. Anyways, he had these jams at his house, and I took my guitar up there and struggled through, and then I started really getting into it, and now it's pretty much my life, so it's really kind of a lame story, but I just got dragged into it.
Not at all a lame story. And by the way, what are you a junior, senior, what's your status at UNC?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Are you from Colorado? Are you from Greeley area or where?
I'm from Seattle, actually. I moved here about 3 months ago from Seattle.
Wow. What brought you to UNC as opposed to a bunch of other colleges? Just curious.
My music teacher in Washington actually told me, I was asking about some good music colleges, and my uncle actually lives here, and he told me about University of Northern Colorado, and while we were visiting my uncle, came and visited the school, and I loved it, so that's how I got here.
Seattle is a pretty fabulous town, too. I haven't been there in many, many years. How do you rate Greeley and this area, and I guess Fort Collins and stuff, against, say, Seattle, Washington?
Well, I live pretty much the same distance from the major city as I did in Seattle, just about 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot to do in Seattle, but it's really the weather is what gets me down a lot. It's just rainy and nasty rain all the time, not fun rain. But living in Colorado is definitely a lot more fun just because the weather. It's just much nicer weather. There is, of course, not much to do in Greeley, Colorado, but there wasn't much to do where I lived either. So I just loved the whole college atmosphere and the great weather. So I'm digging it.
It's funny. I laughed when you said there's not much to do in Greeley because you want to say, oh well, there's tons to do. But like my wife and I last night, she was getting tired of grading papers, and I was getting tired of working on my final stuff. And so we were like, okay, let's. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She was at the office. I was kind of at home, and we're like, let's do something. And we don't have a car. I should preface that. We were in search of buying a car at this point, but we still don't have one. So like,
oh, don't get one. It's a big waste of money.
Oh dear. Well, how do you get around, dude?
A car.
Oh well, all right. Well, there you go. But when you want to do something with Greeley, do you go to Fort Collins or do you find stuff to do here?
Since I am in a music school, it's easy to find people to play music with. But when I do want to go do something, it's usually going to Denver or you're like you said, Fort Collins or somewhere else, or Longmont where they have the jams. It's really, Greeley is a not much going on for me, at least.
I mean that was the joke between my wife and me yesterday when 4 o'clock. I said, okay, let's go. What do we want to do? We can take a walk. And it was first Friday, so that's what we ended up doing. We took a walk, and because a couple of the stores were open and there were arts and crafts things, because first Fridays of the month, you have some stuff here, we're like, oh, okay, there's that to do. But anything beyond that was kind of like, oh, let's go eat. That's about
pretty much go eat, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go for something.
Yeah, right. It's just, you know, go bowling, that's Greeley. But I'm glad you're enjoying it. What's your instrument, by the way?
I play many instruments. Bass, I'm here for bass, jazz studies. But I play guitar. When I'm playing blues, at least, I'm playing guitar and I'm singing.
All right, man. So are you in a particular band, or are you just gigging with whoever's around?
You know, I actually just formed a band, and we made it to finals. I don't know if you've heard about the UNC's Got Talent auditions that were going on.
Heard about them. Is that up at the UC, at the University Center?
Yeah, they were doing the auditions at the Barnes, and I got a bunch of music majors on my floor to get together and do a song.
Nice.
And, it's an old Herbie, it's a, not old, 2005, Herbie Hancock and John Mayer doing the song they wrote. And our band, we're going to be playing January 11th at UNC's Got Talent. I don't know where it's going to be held. I think it's in the ballrooms. Starts at 7. And I think we haven't really decided on a band name, seeing as we've never collectively practiced together. But I think we've decided on the New Groove.
The New Groove, okay. Well, I'll have everybody look for that and listen to that. It's January 11th. You know the date. January 11th. UNC's Got Talent, and the name of the band is The New Groove, featuring, it's with a D, I forgot, is Darren?
What was it?
I'm sorry, I've already forgotten your name. Is it Daryl or Darren? Something with a D.
Brad.
Well, there was a D in there somewhere. What's your last name, Brad?
Stivers.
Brad Stivers, ladies and gentlemen. So, last question for Brad, before I let you go. Well, two questions. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, I haven't, but it's definitely on my list of things to do this summer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not this summer. Maybe the time to do it is now, you know? Because summer is going to be brutal. But
I got to drive down there when I don't have school, and I plan on driving down there.
Oh, cool. You plan on driving all the way down to New Orleans? Wow.
Yeah, well, I got to stop in Memphis and Nashville and New Orleans and Austin.
Well, so maybe your car is worthwhile then.
Exactly.
And how are you as far as like the week ahead? Are you crazed with finals, or are you managing?
I'm managing. I don't know. When you're a music major, you don't really have to take. You have to take some classes you don't really like, and some classes that you don't really want to take at all.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's really not that hard if you just stay up on it. And that seems to be the pattern for most of the kids that I know. I'm not really freaking out. It's just kind of something new, so you're kind of going into it blind. But
well, I'm wondering actually, since it's a music school, are your finals performative, or are they multiple, or do you have to write essays? I mean, are some of your finals like you have to play a piece or something?
Those are juries for music majors. You got to do a juried piece, which is a piece that you work on all semester,
right.
And then you play in front of basically the faculty and staff, and they judge you. And but you still have to take liberal arts classes, so you're still going to be taking the history and the English and stuff. So you do have to take, you know, 60-question objective test tests for history, and you still got to write a final research paper for other things. But when it comes to like music classes, the writing stuff like music theory, you still got to take big tests like that. But there are performance finals as a music major too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the whole bit. It's all the tests plus being good at your instrument. So.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, I wish you. Wish you A's and A plus. Well, actually, does your school do A pluses or just A, B, C, D?
I have no idea. I've only gotten straight grades.
I'll clue you in. The teachers have no idea either. They really don't know. So we just fudge it. We're like, might have been an A+, but we'll just call it an A.
Yeah, A, B, whatever.
Doesn't really matter. They get the diploma on the wall, and then they go out and they can't get jobs. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Well, thank you, man, so much, Brad Stivers, for being on Dave's Gone By, for calling in and letting us know about that horrible high-pitched whine, which I unfortunately...
Yeah, other than that, the show is going great, though.
Well, thank you, man. And you won't hear the whine during the music, I don't think. Did you hear it during the actual music or only when the mic's on?
Only when the mic was on. I didn't catch the music part. I just looked in on the show and listened. I was just listening to you talk, so I don't know how long that was.
Oh, yeah, no, because I played a bunch of music. I'm going to be playing more starting right now in your honor. I'm going to do a blues number. This is
all right.
Dave, the late, great Dave Van Ronk with the New Orleans Hopscop Blues. Thanks so much, Brad.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, and everybody, listen, when's your show on? Tomorrow night at when?
Tomorrow night, 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight, UNC Radio, Brad Stivers Blues. What's the name of the show?
The Blues News.
The Blues News. Here's Dave Van Ronk.